Have you been asked to roll out social enterprise to your employees? Are you concerned that, you know, when you roll this platform out that no one will come and use it? Well, I hope I can help you with that today. Thank you for joining us. My name is Chris Slemp, and I'm a solution manager in Microsoft IT. I've been working with driving the adoption of these kinds of social platforms for about 3 years now. Our team is currently driving collaboration solutions, which include social enterprise platforms, for all of Microsoft employees worldwide. I wanted to start today with recognizing an important topic, which is that adoption is mostly not a technical issue. It's mostly a cultural one. Let's talk about the technical just for a moment. There are a few basic features that are important. For example, in SharePoint 2010, there is a news feed there that's part of the My Site now, but it's more informational and not conversational. There are updates there in a news feed, but I can't reply and engage with other people. So we found we needed to supplement that with a microblogging solution that we built internally. There's plenty of other options available for that from our partners. But with those basics in place, it's mostly, again, a cultural issue. And so we did a little survey across Microsoft globally to find out why people weren't using these features. And we found two things primarily that came out. One, they didn't know why they should use it. And two, it wasn't integrated with their day. They had to go somewhere else to interact with it. And so we addressed these things in a couple of different ways. First, why should they use it? To get at that, we used a couple of different tactics. First, we tried to frame it in terms that they understood. So we started with email. So email, something everybody uses. Everybody knows that when I send an email, it's not necessarily as urgent as when I send an instant message. But we do know it's targeted, because only those people on the email will get that message. With an instant message, on the other hand, it's urgent. We understand that's an urgent thing. I need an answer right away. And it's also targeted. I know who I'm contacting. Microblogging gives us a third option, which is both not urgent, so I may not get my answer right away, but I might. It's also not targeted, which means anybody could pick up on my post and respond to it. And so what we found is that not only this kind of framing helped resonated well with people, and so they could understand when I would use a microblog or social features versus email, but they found that they then got answers faster in the social solutions than they even were used to getting in email, or sometimes even in IM when they reach the wrong person. So the other thing we found was champions in various organizations that we could use to translate these general value props of transparency and sharing that come with these social platforms into language that their organizations understood. So for example, someone from LCA might be using the social features for a different reason than somebody in research or engineering. So what we would do is we would gather these champions together about once a quarter, and we would share best practices, talk about what's working in different organizations and how they're doing. What we found was that many of those champions, many of those people who really got the value and were driving activity in their organizations, were the people responsible for internal communications in their groups. So those are the people who create newsletters. They're often the admins. But they became very critical partners for us to help shift the culture. They often drive the culture of communication within an organization and frame it. And so what happened was when newsletters started being replaced with blogs from their vice presidents or microblog posts even, which had even more engagement and interaction with those execs, it drove a lot of usage in those organizations. When the official company meeting happened last year, and we were using the microblog service as the official back channel for that event, it drove the biggest usage we've ever had because people understood that that was the way they were supposed to interact digitally during that event. And when vice presidents and their communications managers used those new social channels, it increased the interaction with those vice presidents, and all of those different things came together to produce a greater feeling that these social platforms were just integrated with my day. When it's a part of the official communications channels, and when those internal communicators are sold, we can see success when plans for using the social platform are just part of their official communication plans. That's when we know we've made it. But the other strategy we used to integrate with people's day was to integrate with their tools. People's eyeballs are always in their email. And at Microsoft, in fact, if you're not in Outlook, you're basically invisible. So naturally, what drove those early uptakes, the most critical ones for us of the social platform, was the first features that we launched that sent email notifications. So during our first year of microblogging, we saw there were two features that really drove our most important uptake. One was follow suggestions. So when you got a suggestion for somebody to follow and you clicked, I want to follow them, they got an email, which then drove them back to the site. The email digest that we launched immediately after that also drove a spike, an email digest that kind of showed what the top posts were. And that first spike was what was really important because it got us out of those early adopters that would use just anything that was new and shiny to mainstream. And that mainstream usage actually started before the big marketing pushes that started to come when people were in our Marcom communities were paying attention to this new phenomenon that was being created, mostly by the integration with the day and by explaining why people should use it. There was another big spike towards the end of that first year, which came when we integrated with the My Site. That is a standard part of SharePoint. Now, the My Site had been around for a long time, but it had primarily just been a profile, a place where I update my photo and maybe store a few documents. But with the news feed, it becomes more of a destination because now I can interact with others and keep up with others as well. And what we're excited to see in Microsoft IT is that the My Site is getting more emphasis from the SharePoint team as kind of a hub of social experience. So we're placing a lot more emphasis on that in IT as a place to invest in that experience. So you can read more about our experiences with driving social adoption at our blog post. And I've also found the Enterprise 2.0 conference that's held in Boston and Santa Clara each year to be very useful in those kinds of topics in driving social adoption. So I want to thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time.